Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to turn to your word and to learn from you through it. And we pray that you would help us by your spirit. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do sit down. Well, let me ask you, true or false, Mother's Day was invented in the early 1900s by a greetings card manufacturer because it was a quiet time after Christmas and before Easter. Well, of course, it's false. Mother's Day celebrations date back a long way. For hundreds of years, in this country, Christians have celebrated Mothering Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Lent, in order to celebrate mothers. And originally, servants were encouraged to take the day off to go home and spend the day with their mothers and perhaps take a cake. Interestingly, in other parts of the world, a different date has been settled on. In 1914, Woodrow Wilson, the US president, declared the second Sunday of May to be the official Mother's Day. So in America, in Australia, Denmark, Italy and elsewhere, they now celebrate Mother's Day on a different day. True or false? The longest recorded interval between a woman having a child is 41 years. Well, remarkably, it's true. Elizabeth Ann Buttle from Lampeter in Wales gave birth to Belinda on the 19th of May 1956 and to Joseph on the 20th of November 1997. She was then aged 60 and was probably the only woman at the local post office to collect a pension and family allowance at the same time. True or false? The highest number of children born to one mother is 69. Well, it's true. Mrs. Fyodor Vasilyev of Russia was pregnant 27 times between 1725 and 1765. She had 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets. And it does add up. True or false? The Duchess of Cambridge has been named Celebrity Mum of the Year 2015. Well, actually, it's false. Actually, 74-year-old TV host, charity worker, and mother of three, Dame Esther Ranson, was the winner of the 2015 Mother of the Year. And at the award ceremony a couple of Sundays ago, there were 7 other awards that were presented to mothers across the country alongside Dame Esther. Winners included Yorkshire mum Sandra Howard, who was named Charitable Mother of the Year after launching the organisation Fable, which was set up to help people with epilepsy. Now, Esther Ranson gave a speech where she praised the other winners for their commitment to children, and she spoke of their heartwarming stories of selflessness, sacrifice, and love. Now, that is surely one of the words that comes to mind when we think of mothers. Love. A mother so often looks out for her children even when it's inconvenient for herself, to give herself in love for her children and for their support. Well, of course, we read about love in our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians 13. Now, these words have become very famous because they're often used at weddings and other public occasions. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. Now, sometimes we read these words completely out of context, so it's important to remember why the Apostle Paul wrote them. The Christians in the church in Corinth were falling out with each other because some of them were very much full of themselves. They thought that the gifts that God had given them meant that they were superior to others in the church community, those who didn't have those kinds of gifts. There was boasting and pride, and some were looking down on others. Not exactly a recipe for getting on and working together for the cause of Jesus. Well, the Apostle Paul has to address this problem in his letter, and he reminds them that actually everyone has a part to play in the local church. And it's here that he uses his famous comparison of the human body to the local church, with each part of the body being important, each part of a local church playing its part. He tells them then that that is the kind of vision to have, that everyone's important, and that there is what he calls a most more excellent way to relate to each other in the community of the church, and that is love. He ends his poem, "So now faith, hope, and love abide, remain. These three, but the greatest of these is love." Now, why is love the greatest? Well, love is something that will last forever. Faith one day won't be needed when God's people see God face to face in heaven. And hope will not last forever because we won't need to hope for God to fulfill his plan when he has completed it. But love will still be real in heaven. Love is eternal. And love is the greatest too because of its focus, not so much on ourselves, but more on others. Love is what God himself is like, looking outwards, looking to give. And the way that love is described in 1 Corinthians 13 explains what it means in practical, everyday situations. Things that are often seen, indeed, with mothers, but a great attitude to aim at for all of us. So we read that love is patient and kind. Love puts up with a lot, and it is generous. Love does not envy or boast. Love is not proud. It does not insist on its own way. Instead, love thinks about the needs of others. Love is not irritable or resentful. It is not quick to get annoyed or hold things against others. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but instead rejoices with the truth. Now, here is a quality needed by all of us, but certainly mothers and parents. Love is not simply some sort of soft and cuddly emotion. It has a content, a foundation. It teaches the truth. So it warns about dangers. It involves telling the truth even when those around don't recognize it. And love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Now, this doesn't mean that love always naively believes the best about everything and everyone, but rather that real love keeps going, putting up with challenges. Love keeps believing God's love never ends. And love keeps hoping in the reality that God will fully show his love to others. So whether we are a mother or have a mother or have had a mother, we can all be inspired by God's word to be more loving in our everyday situations, in our families, at work, in the community, in our church family. So why is love the greatest thing, as our reading says? Well, love is eternal, and because it, in contrast with human nature, which so often simply looks after and looks out for number one, love looks to the interests of others and not just to itself. And in this way, it is like God. God's love seen supremely in Jesus. Remember those words of Jesus that Liz read for us from John 15. Greater love has no one than this, than that he lay down his life for his friends. God's love was so centered on other people that he was prepared to send his son, who gave his life to put other people who had fallen out with God, back in touch with him. Now, our lives and our lack of love for others and for God, as we see it here, reminds us that we have fallen short and that we need God's forgiveness, something available because God gave his son, because the Son of God laid down his life for others, as we remember as we share bread and wine this morning. Earlier in the same letter of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the church family are described as being made up of people who in their past lives have been far from any thoughts of God, and indeed who had been involved in all kinds of bad behavior. But we read, "You were washed clean, you were made holy, you were put right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." Through that self-giving of Jesus, we can be sure that there is forgiveness and acceptance with God. Even though we're aware of our failure to love in our lives, when we turn back to Him and rely on what He has done. Well, of course, today we do think of mothers, and we thank God for mothers, and especially so because they so often illustrate love. Love that is patient and kind. Love that is not proud or rude. Love that does not insist on its own way, but thinks about the needs of others. Love that has content because it rejoices with the truth. Love that is like God, who sent His Son into the world to lay down His life for others, that others might live. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your great love. We thank You that as we read these characteristics, we see them supremely played out in the life of Jesus. We pray that You would refresh us with the knowledge of Your love in Him, and that You would equip us to be loving to others. And especially we pray for those with the role of motherhood, that You would give great strength and patience and grace. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.